Have you ever dreamed of spending Christmas surrounded by the stunning wildlife of the Serengeti, then ringing in the new year on the pristine beaches of Zanzibar? Join me on an extraordinary 10-day adventure with Visit Tanzania for Less. Our journey kicks off in the heart of the Serengeti. For 2 days, you'll witness the majestic wildlife in their natural habitat, creating unforgettable holiday memories. Next, we explore the breathtaking Ngorongoro Crater, a true wonder of nature, home to a dense concentration of wildlife. Feel the thrill of spotting the Big Five and more. But the adventure doesn't stop there. Continue with the Serval Wildlife Tour. Discover the beautiful South African white lions while learning about the efforts to protect them. After your safari, enjoy 5 days in Zanzibar. Relax on pristine beaches, explore vibrant coral reefs, and soak in the rich culture and history of this tropical paradise. End your trip with a guided city tour of Dar es Salaam. Discover the vibrant life of Tanzania's largest city and immerse yourself in its unique charm. This entire journey of a lifetime is only $3,805 per person. Secure your spot with just a $300 deposit and enjoy flexible monthly payments. For more information and to book your holiday special, visit visittanzania4less.com. Spend less and see more. This holiday season, create memories that will last a lifetime with Visit Tanzania for Less. Happy holidays and happy travels.
All right, family. I know it's a rainy day outside, but the sunshine inside here, big
it's
bro.
It's beautiful, man.
It's beautiful inside, right?
It's beautiful outside, too. I love the rain.
Boy, check this guy.
You know me.
All right. Anyway, our guest in the studio today is a very special guest. It's been since 2013, since Muskegon Public Schools have had an exchange student. And our guest today is the very first African exchange student at Muskegon Public Schools. Of course, some of the other schools.
Is it ever?
First ever.
Yeah. Ever?
Yes. I talked
why,
to Mr.
Why
Trump
is that?
Well, we don't want to get into that. But we have talked to other school districts who have had African students. So, you know, we had Naomi Coolman, who was from Ethiopia. We have other kids from other school districts. So big ups to Chauncey Williams and the Rotary Club for working hard to get us an exchange student. And this one right here is a very special young lady by the name of Mitchie. Welcome to America, Mitchie. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. How has your first 48 hours been?
It's been fun. Everyone is nice and everyone is friendly, basically. So, yeah.
Oh, you haven't been to my neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely ain't been to my hood. Definitely ain't been to my hood.
So, all right. So the process of coming to America, when did it start?
Okay, it started in early March,
Early March?
Yes.
And when did you finally get the okay? Like, I'm going.
So when I got my visa, that was in June.
In June?
Yeah.
Did they give you a hard time?
No. Funny enough, when I got in there, so she had actually, the lady that interviewed me, she had actually been an exchange student before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. I dare you. That's what you needed. Man, God was working. The creator was working. Wow. So it was a simple process.
Yeah. So she basically didn't ask me anything. She was just like, oh, you're Rotary. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, that's nice. Wow. Oh, I'm Rotary too. And I'm like,
Wow. So you're from Nigeria. What part of Nigeria?
Okay, I'm from Benue State.
Okay. And what part of the country is that?
Benue State, that's North Central.
North Central. And most people don't know. It's more Black people, there's more Africans in Nigeria than all of North America. It just, how many? 100, how many? 120 million? How many yet?
I don't know. I can't really say.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah, way a lot. Right. A lot.
Right. And I know you're going to be faced with a lot of crazy questions. So be ready for it and charge it to the brain that a lot of the people really don't know what they should know about Africa. So be surprised. You be ready for it.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, like, do y'all live in huts?
Yes.
Do y'all have animals running around the street?
Yeah, my host mom even asked me, do you guys have trees? And I was like, oh, yes, of course we have trees.
Y'all don't live in the trees, though.
No, we don't live in the trees.
Y'all don't build straw huts in the city, right?
No.
You don't have no lions come up in your house.
No.
Get ready for it, Mitchie. Get ready for it. But it's part, I think we're going to learn more from you than you're going to learn from America. Because y'all are watching American videos. I bet you can name me a whole bunch of American artists right now.
Yeah.
Right. 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 So we're going to learn more from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you like Afrobeats?
I love Afrobeat. No, like, I love Afrobeat.
You love Afrobeat. So who's your favorite Afrobeat artist?
Tems.
Really?
Yeah, I love Tems.
She's on tour in America right now.
Yes.
Wow.
Who is that, Paul?
Bruh, come on,
I don't know who Tems is.
You know who Tems. Don't even try it.
Who's Tems?
He's, you got to excuse him. He's from another level. He's from a different level.
Yeah, I rode a short bus with a helmet on.
She wouldn't know what that is.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. She ain't from here.
I forgot she ain't from here, so she
special.
Don't.
He's special.
Special.
He's special.
Yeah.
So, Tim,
like, mind gone.
Yeah, mind gone. That part. Why did you want to come to America to learn?
Okay, I wanted to come to America because I wanted a new way of learning. So, basically, in Africa, there's always this, we're always doing the theoretical part of learning. So I've never really gone practical. And then from what I read, the America was more of practical learning. So I wanted that before I go into the university, I wanted to have a two way of learning. That's the practical and the theoretical. So I was very good in the theoretical. So I wanted to see if, I could also reach that level of how good I was in the practical. So I wanted to have like a two way thing. So I don't just be like, I only know it in the books, but then I don't know it any other place. So I wanted to know it on both ways. And then I also wanted to meet like a lot of people. And then I wanted to see America for myself. I didn't just want to hear stories. I wanted to see America.
So are you going to be able to travel?
Yeah. So I'm to travel to Canada.
Okay.
That's in January to February.
Okay. And then any other place like
yeah,
Las Vegas?
And then,
you want to go to the casino?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Florida.
Can't go, Florida, good. What part of Florida?
I don't know.
Yes, wow.
She's just here.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm going to
anywhere.
Whole
world.
You about yeah, to yeah, go yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's like, don't get me wrong, but it's different from Muskegon.
Oh, very different.
Not different. So that's good. That's a good exchange. You should go to Alaska too. They should take you up to Alaska and go to North Dakota and.
Utah
and Arizona,
Montana, all of that.
I've been to Detroit Airport, and that place is big.
That's
a small airport.
That's honestly
a small airport.
It's big compared to what is in Lagos, because now it's big.
That's a small airport. Yeah. You got what's that biggest one in the United States?
Atlanta
Airport.
O'Hare.
Go there. Yeah. You have to literally get on a subway train. To get to the other side.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's humongous. LAX ain't no joke either.
Yep. Those are the ones. And so what else you want to learn? I know I get the education side. You want to learn about the food we eat?
Yeah. I already started. I tested it for yesterday and I was like, God, this doesn't have spices. It doesn't have spices.
No, that ain't gonna be spice. You're gonna have to have, did you bring some spices with you?
Yeah, I brought Yaji.
Okay, good. Well, you might need some more. We got a few Mexican stores that might have some of the spices that you use in Nigeria. So hope you get Miss Crane to take you there, because otherwise you're gonna be like, this is too stale. This is
doesn't Urban and his wife
that, Senegal.
Senegal.
And they probably shop at the same
might place. Yeah, yes. They might be able to help you too.
Wow. And so how has the students treated you at Muskegon High School?
Okay, the ones I met yesterday, they were very fun. They actually told me what I should be expecting on my first day of school. So I'm like, on my first day of school? Like, that doesn't happen that way in Nigeria. In Nigeria, on your first day of school, you already see your teacher, like, submit your holiday assignments. And if you don't submit it, you already know that I have beating scheduled by 8. So as you're entering the class, you know I have beating scheduled by 8. So once it's 8 o'clock, they're going to flog me.
Wow.
Oh, you
so here, what did they tell you going to do on your first day of school?
Okay, they just said that once I enter, I'm going to see, like, the whole place is going to be crowded. Everyone is going to be looking at me because they're going to be wondering, like,
who are you?
Who's this girl?
Who's this little girl?
Who are you? So that should be expecting a lot of, like, crazy questions, because people are going to be asking me, like, do you guys have sand in Africa? And I'm like,
do you
really?
Have
sun.
Because, like, she really asked me
people
that
come up, seriously, man. No. People come up with some crazy, crazy questions about Africa.
Wow.
That you, in my opinion, Paul, because you go so much and you post and stuff, you're starting to break down a lot of those stereotypes of what Africa is. Like when you go to the ocean,
yeah.
and you're on the beach and you're riding horses down the beach. And, you know, there's like, they have horses in Africa. I heard somebody say that.
And she even asked me if we had Wi-Fi. At some point, I wanted to be like, no, we don't have Wi-Fi. We use the trees.
We use the trees. Did you hear that?
Wow. Come on, family. Come on. Tell you what, y'all need to follow me. If you're not following me, you're losing out on a lot of insight. So follow me. I know I'm maxed on friends, but you can follow me, Paul Allen Billings. I post every day throughout the week stuff about Africa. I've been to 15 African countries, and every last one of them have Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi, whoever you want to call it.
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi.
So did your host family, did they show you where our trees are at that grow the money?
Because money grows on trees.
That's what they tell us. Yeah. Wow.
Money grows on trees. You didn't show her the money tree.
I'll go there.
You got to show her the money tree. Where the money grows at. You know,
because that's what the Africans believe. Like,
right.
You come to America, the money is going to be just falling out the trees.
Yeah.
No, in Africa, we believe that here, when you raise gold.
You raise gold.
Yeah, you raise gold.
No. They have stereotypes about us, and we got stereotypes about them.
Because, exactly. Like, while I was in the plane, I already asked myself, like, am I going to see you coming
around? It's a lot of where you stand. That is probably it's a blessing to be where you at.
Yes, but it is.
They work very, very, very hard
and long
to be business owners, and that ain't every day. You know what I mean? And so. And I know that's their perception, and America is a dream place. We can't make money. You will make money. You know, everybody getting paid. It's how they handle their money, I think, where we go wrong. That, you know, people driving around with expensive cars and stuff.
Cars they can't afford.
Yeah, can't afford, and, you know.
Clothes they can't and afford. And,
you know, expensive.
The Gucci, shoes. The Louis Vuitton.
That's why if you need to come to Nigeria, I can find the cheap one, the very cheap one.
I need to knock off. That's why I need to get the knockoff.
Hey, next time you go, Paul.
Very cheap ones.
Yes, next time you go,
I can find. I'm going to
send you a couple hundred. Give you a couple hundred dollars. Give me some bags. I'm finna start selling my trunk.
My last impression of Lagos.
Yeah, fake products though.
Well, they're gonna have fun with Mitchie. She's intelligent. You can see very articulate. What are some of the things you do want to tell people that's listening on radio, and maybe some of your classmates, future classmates? Or I know some of your teachers are watching. What do you want to say to them right now that maybe they don't know about you?
Okay, I just want you guys to know that I'm a very fun person, and I'm willing to answer any of your questions. Yeah, some of them I'm going to actually be sarcastic, because there's some certain questions you ask me, and I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to be sarcastic, but then don't take it as offensive. And at some point, I'm going to bring out that my African side. You see that my Nigerian side when someone steps out of the line. So as much as I'm going to be calm, quiet, and withdrawn, if you step out, I'm going to like just bring out that Niger vibe out of me. So just be expecting a Nigerian girl at your school, and just be expecting a Nigerian and Afrobeat child at your school. That's
so dope, man. For Nigeria, here in America, here in Muskegon, Big Rob got Nigerian in his blood. I got Nigerian in my blood. Q89 got Nigerian. All of us got Nigerian in our blood. He's denying it.
Yeah, I'm going to deny it.
Because he used to stereotype Nigerians.
Yes, you know? I did.
And I used to defend y'all. But he was stereotyping because he thought.
Because we always used to get attacked by Nigerians. They used to steal our stuff.
The 419 scam.
Okay, so. No, wait. So
every Nigerian is part of that.
No.
I'm clenching my wallet while you sitting here. Uh-oh,
I can't find my wallet.
I seriously can't find my wallet. You ain't got my wallet.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So in Nigeria, actually, so we have very, very intelligent people. So you see, like someone that goes to school and then they are very, very good in computer science, and then we're very, very intelligent. We have our way with words. Let me just say it like that. So we can tell you something, and we're actually telling you like a fake thing, but then how you believe, that's just it. So wow. we have our way with words. So every Nigerian that you see, you just see that they are very, very friendly. You see that they have their way easily with words. So that's just basically
it. Speaking of words, every African I've ever met, they speak more than one language. How many do you speak?
I speak many.
And you speak many.
Yeah. So I can speak the three major tribes in Nigeria.
Wow. What are they, Paul?
I'm speaking of Yoruba, I'm sure.
Yoruba, Ekaso.
Ekaso.
Ekaro.
Wow. So I haven't heard the last. I know about Yoruba. I know about Fulu, Fulani, because I'm Fulani. But this, wow.
Can we have Hausa. We have Igbo. And then we have Tiv. That's my tribe.
Okay. Is Fulani and Hausa kind of connected somewhere?
No, some people think they are connected, but they aren't actually. Because Fulani is actually from Niger.
Okay.
But then, because Borno is very close to Niger, so some of them just enter into Nigeria. Then they are not even Nigerians. They are from Niger.
So I do know the richest black man in the world is Fulani. Dangote.
Yeah,
Aliko Dangote.
Yeah.
He probably was in that 419.
No, right. Come
on. No.
Probably.
What is it?
No,
you don't know. He's not even using his sugar right now. You don't even know.
Oh my God. So are you on social media?
Yeah, I am.
Can people follow you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go ahead and give out your social media handle.
Okay, just check for Life of Michi. You'll see me. Life_Michi. Yeah, that's it.
All right. And Andy O'Reilly said, I ran into Michi this morning coming out of the Innovation Hub and stopped and yelled. She must have wondered who that weirdo was. Is Andy O'Reilly online comment. If you have any comments for Mitchie or want to say anything to Mitchie, you can chime in on our Facebook page. Also, we want to say hello to Miss Crane, your beautiful host, who is who you will be staying with for the next 4 months?
Yeah, 3 months.
And then you're going to be staying with the Sibingas.
Yeah, I don't know their surname.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. I know that Season and Dan.
Yeah, Dan. And so two beautiful families that you're going to be staying with. And after you leave Susan's house, I'm asking, can I take over her house? Because she's going to be gone. She don't need to be there.
Right.
But I saw yesterday, Rob, I'd never leave.
I wouldn't either. That would be one time you could tell me to stay home and I would stay. Seriously.
You're seeing a side of Muskegon that 99% a Muskegon would never see. So feel honored.
I'm lucky.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Oh, you're very lucky.
Well, our family too now. You're eating good in Nigeria.
Yeah, very well.
Right.
In fact, I'm basically like Nigeria is basically family. Yeah. Because you can walk into any household at any time and then they give you food and you are very safe to eat it. So you can eat in any household at any time or sleep anywhere. Because once you're in Nigeria and your family.
Wow. Anything else you want to say before we go? And hopefully we have you back throughout the year. I'm going to be keeping in contact with you. Because this is a special moment. I'm proud of Muskegon. I'm proud of the Rotary Club here. Breaking down these barriers. It's been a dream that hopefully one day I can get kids from my village to come here and be educated and then go back and make the place make the village a better place. And I know you're going to go back to Nigeria and make it a better place.
I will.
Yeah. And so proud of you and welcome you to America. If you have any problems, man, Big Rob got your back. Hit us up. If anybody giving you issues, you know.
Yeah, I will. No, I don't even need to call anybody. I'll give them back.
I know you get back with them. That's
yeah,
good.
But yeah, yeah. Seriously, if you have any issues, let one of us know.
Need some of the elders to handle for you.
Yeah. Let us know because, you know, I ain't wrapped too tight.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I got mental problems,
and he'll handle it.
Like and I'll handle it.
Yeah,
not in a nice way.
Yes.
All right. If you're watching this video, like and share this video. This is something good that is happening in our community. If you see Mitchie, give her a hug. Introduce her to some American dollars. If you see her,
she need them American dollars.
You know, let us see some of our old presidents. You know what I mean? Have you seen $100 before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah. She looked like she wanted to ask you, have you seen $100?
I even brought 1,000 naira with me.
You brought some narrows?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, naira notes.
So what is that? What is the conversion rate now?
I don't know. In Nigeria, that's like $1 is like 700 and something.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, so dollar in Nigeria is very expensive.
Okay. Well, don't expect to see any black people on the currency, all right? On the money.
That's fine.
What'd you say? As long as it's spin, I don't care who owns it.
As long as it's cash. Yeah. I like
your money. Right, okay. I just want to let you know that. Don't be expecting that. Hold on to it, because it is precious to have that money. American dollars is loved everywhere I've been, all over the world. So, getting ready to go back to more music. It's been nice. Thanks to Miss Crane for making up the time to bring you. And hopefully we'll get her on radio too to talk about this whole experience and some people from the Rotary. But we're going back to more music. This is Mitchie in America from Nigeria, the first exchange student at Muskegon Public School since 2013 and the very first African exchange student. I couldn't be any prouder, my African Nigerian sister. Big up to the green and white flag. Back to more music.
The wait is over. The all-new Umoja Radio Network. Home to over